Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, the Anime Man. Here today, we're gonna be killing my family.
So, Jesus, Mr. Anime,
worst Australian ever.
Is it the Australian accent or the fact that I'm running a bit about a true story?
The fact that you're running a bit on a true fucking story.
So the accent was good?
No!
Hey everyone, welcome back to Croup Scoop. I'm your host, Croup, joined by Jeffrey, also known as Blinky Please.
Hello.
Hane, also known as Hane Kai.
Hello.
And Faker, also known as Wiener.
he said that joke because he doesn't know my real name.
I know your real name.
Yeah, I think that was very unjust of you, Ethan.
So, Faker, this is your fifth appearance?
This is my sixth appearance, if we count the sixth. Podcast and Gone Wrong episode.
Oh, with Coral. So, yeah. Your sixth appearance. Wow, how do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty saucy, and I get better every time I come back.
Yeah, I'm sure the fans... Six... You were in the IRL one. Is that including the IRL one?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. I can legitimately tell you, because I have a playlist on my channel called Every Other Videos I'm In. And I have every episode of Croup Scoop I'm In there. There is...
Yoshi has a playlist like that too, I think.
Faker vs. Yamakon, Podcast and Gone Wrong, Faker's Return, Lost Media Discussion... We went to West Virginia to film this, so that's five. This would be number six.
Woo!
For people that don't understand the Wiener thing, go watch Faker's first appearance on the channel in its entirety. It's in there.
You're going to have to find it.
Which is episode six.
You're going to listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, listen to the whole thing, though.
No, I think it's like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's like at the start.
Dude, you're killing our retention.
Here's the time code.
Don't give them time. Hey, if they're here, they're here. They watch this whole episode.
Top right corner. Here's a code. Here's a card for you to go check it out really quick.
I'll do that. I'm not gonna do that. All right.
It's 5 seconds.
Let's get to the weekly balls news. Woo! So
balls news.
Well, here's a big one. There's a hurricane right now. Hurricane Ian. In Florida.
True.
And I've been seeing... Yeah, it looks crazy, man. Like,
I've only seen two things from Hurricane Ian. One, somebody fake posted that there are sharks on the interstate. Two, somebody smoked a bong out on the street, like, in the middle of, like... everything's windswept. And it just looks so horrible, but they just, like, ripped a fat hit on a bong. That's it.
I saw one where there's kids... Like, the school is, like, flooded, but they're still, like, going to school.
Jeez.
What?
They're still walking around like it's a normal day.
I have
like,
some...
What the fuck?
I have some friends that live in Florida, and they've been telling me some of the shit that's been going down. Like, okay, so their area
Disney
had...
World's closed.
Their area had to force evacuate, and here's the thing. They had multiple days to prepare for that. And then the storm suddenly turned, and the area below them had, like, just a few hours to evacuate when they had multiple days.
Damn.
It's not a vibe.
Huh.
It's not a vibe.
Can't hit it.
People's
Wait,
cars getting stuck
Hurricanes
in the water.
Hurricanes can't pivot like that. That should be illegal.
Yo, someone needs to talk to this guy. He's kind of being rude.
Ian.
Ian.
Hey, what's up? What's up with natural disasters? And Faker episodes, because when we had Faker one time,
oh
we
my
talked
God.
About the tornado.
Yeah, my first episode was the tornadoes.
Dude, you just bring disaster.
No, you guys see a disaster and you're like, yo, Faker needs to be on. We need to hear Faker's take about the infrastructure damage.
Babe, true.
Yeah.
Next time, it'll be earthquake in Ohio, because weird things happen in Ohio, apparently.
I hope Disneyland or World goes down. I hope it just gets wiped out in Florida.
Well, isn't it like flooded? Like it's just
probably.
It's just,
I hope Mickey Mouse's castle is gone.
Dude, yeah, they're not going to be open for a while.
What the heck, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do they give Hurricane such chill names, though? Like, Ian is a dude I would get a beer with. Why is he killing the entirety of Florida?
We need to
Hurricane Katrina, the girl who got away.
We need to give that. We need to start giving hurricanes badass names, like God Destroyer 9000.
True.
Yeah, we should submit like forms and like
Hurricane Jackson.
Who gets to decide? It should be a competition. Yeah, who gets to decide the name of hurricanes?
They should put a poll. The U.S. government should put a poll on the internet every time a hurricane's about to hit somewhere in the U.S. And then people get to like vote on the internet.
Yeah. Wait,
Hurricane Shrek. Hurricane Garfield.
I think they like do it hurricane in like alphabetical order or something like that.
I would love Hurricane Garfield.
But it's like, I don't know. Why are they like real names? Why can't they just be like.
I thought it was Hurricane Irma, not Hurricane Ian.
Wait, yeah, they forgot the alphabet. U.S. government.
Yeah, I don't know.
They messed it up. Maybe it was Irma with an H. The H was silent.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know where I got Irma from.
Yeah,
our hearts go out to all
I
the
heard
people.
Irma. Oh yeah.
No, this is a different hurricane. Ian and Irma are two different hurricanes.
Talked about. Yeah. We literally were just shooting the shit about the hurricane. Yeah, sorry if you lost
there's
your
multiple
house
hurricanes. There's multiple hurricanes.
Yeah, sorry if you're in the hurricane and we're just like.
Unless
we're just
you're
like
Mickey Mouse.
Bits.
I don't care. You're Disney.
Really? Well, Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse is going to die in the hurricane. Mickey Mouse to...
Dude, we need him for Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Sorry, Florida.
Yeah, hearts go out to everybody. Yes. Everyone in the
hold this L.
It's terrible.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's rough and a half right there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now who wants to try to pivot from natural disaster? Who's on
you
it?
Said get owned.
Speaking of disasters.
Yeah, I said get owned.
Speaking of disasters, have you guys heard about what's going on Twitch.tv these days?
Good segue.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything.
Let me roll.
I know there's stuff going on, but
I rolled a 9.
I'm completely blind here.
I think I was telling Kane and Faco about it at one point. I don't know how much they remember because
I just know a little bit.
All right. We'll start out. There's three parts. We'll start out with the beginning part. XQC, the biggest streamer on the platform, refused to go to Shit Camp, a streamer event, even though he said that he was going to go. And he knew that he wasn't going to go several months out from it, but didn't say it until like 2 days before. So there was big drama about that. Everyone's like, why didn't you go? And then he was like, oh, I can't go because Soda Pop and another streamer's not going. And I need him to run good stuff. Which like makes it sound like he didn't want to be there that it was going to be bad without Soda, whatever. But then Soda was like, no, like I said, I wasn't going to go like months ahead. And then he was like, oh, I'm backed into a corner. I didn't go because I broke up with my girlfriend. And then his girlfriend was like, why did you reveal this publicly? We said that we weren't going to do that. And then that was the first part of the drama. Who cares? Not a big deal. But what stopped this from being talked about?
It would be a big deal if this later stuff didn't happen.
Yeah, it's just the beginning of it. It really doesn't have anything to do with the next part, which is Slicker. If you've heard of the guy, he's a small-ish Twitch streamer that's been around on the platform.
What's his name?
Slicker.
Okay.
He's a little Arabic dude. What do you think I said? Okay. Say it. Say what you thought I said, huh?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it right now. Okay, anyway. Slicker, little Arabic dude from Britain. He's a streamer. He's been in the space for a while. And somebody posted, and they're like, hey, Slicker like asked me for money a little bit ago, and he didn't pay me back. And then somebody else was like, wait, Slicker asked me for money, and he didn't pay me back. And this spread out to be a giant like chain of people, viewers, moderators, other Twitch streamers, everybody. He asked all these people for money. He's like, yeah, my bank got denied and I need to pay for this bus or something. Like he would just send out to like everybody. It turns out he scammed 82 different people for like $300,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why, you might ask?
So
because he's
money.
He was addicted to sports gambling, tennis gambling, and he was so bad that he lost most, if not all, of the money.
Tennis?
Can I add a somewhat positive flip note on this before we get to stage number three, and it's going to be a little bit difficult to recover?
I am, yes.
Ludwig and XQC are combining forces. They're teaming up to pay back everyone who lost money due to this guy scamming them. They said it's not going to happen instantly, but they're going to be slowly paying back all the money that he scammed out of people. Oh, so you know what? I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. What do you think so far? Well, what do you think so far, Ethan, before we get into part three, the heftiest part?
Well, sounds like a Netflix documentary already.
We had Phantom Blood. We had Battle Tendency. Now get ready for Stardust Crusaders.
Oh, this is Stardust Crusaders, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, pivoting from part two, big streamers such as Mizkif, Pokey, and Hassan were like, hey, gambling is bad. Look, Slicker ruined his whole life over gambling. We should ban gambling off Twitch. Does it have anything to do with Slicker? Not really. But whatever. Gambling is bad. Gambling should be banned on Twitch. So they start this crusade against it. And other big streamers didn't like that because they are streamers who like the gamble. Namely, XQC, the biggest streamer on the platform from the earlier drama. And the Trainwrex, a streamer who's been on the platform for like many, many years. Basically the face of sexism, to be honest. sexism and now gambling. So he's the god of those things on Twitch. So they were mad, right? Because it's like, well, because Twitch has had a problem with gambling streams because all these streamers are being paid to gamble on stream. So they're not losing real money. They're just gambling with like toy money on stream while farming money for fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mizkif and Train get into a Twitter argument. I don't really know how. I don't remember how. But Mizkif's like, if we're gonna be talking about stuff, we should talk about Joltcoin Train, which is apparently like a scam cryptocurrency that Trainwrex did in like 2015. And then Trainwrex responds to this tweet. And you'd think he said something about Joltcoin or anything related to what Mizkif was talking about or gambling. What Trainwrex said, I'm going to paraphrase because I don't feel like pulling it up. He said,
I think for something like this, you should pull it up.
Okay, fill time. I'm looking it up. I'm going.
You guys like Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
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 I want to be Spider-Man.
Deadpool 3 is coming out in the MCU, and they're going to bring back Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
How do you think a Deadpool in the MCU would work? I don't know. Doesn't sound like it would work at all.
Everything he says is going to be is censored. Unlike this tweet from Trainwrex, who responds to Mizkif's tweet saying, ahem,
professional.
Are you going to send Maya and Mitch to railroad and blackmail me like you did those girls to cover up all those sexual assaults? You fucking scumbag piece of shit. You want to come at me and make shit up? Then you better make sure you don't have live in a glass house, you insecure pussy. Bar for bar, that's what he said. So that makes it sound like... So give me your reaction. What do you think Mizkif did based on what Trainwrex just said to him?
Well, I already know, but it sounds like he's accusing Mizkif of sexual assault.
Sexual assault.
It sounds like he's accusing Mizkif of, like, several sexual assaults.
Yes.
And sending people to cover it up. And this revealed the truth behind a two-year-old situation featuring one of Mizkif's roommates named, and his screen name is Crazy Slick. Not Slicker. He's not Slicker. Slicker's a different person. Slicker and Crazy Slick both got canceled from this drama. So anyway,
Crazy
2
Slick.
Years ago. Yeah.
Crazy Slick.
The crazy one.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy. Slicker's normal. Crazy Slick is crazy.
Time is a flat circle.
So basically, 2 years ago, 2020, there was a party where Crazy Slick was in attendance, as well as a girl streamer named Adriana Lee. And apparently Adriana Lee was passed out drunk almost, or like mostly not conscious, whatever, And Crazy Slick kept walking into the room and trying to check her pulse. She was asleep. She didn't know about it. She was told about the situation from one of her friends that was in the room and like being like, no, like she doesn't need her pulse check, man. Go away. A year after that happened, Adriana's friend told her, it's like, oh, actually, like, he was touching your boobs and stuff. Like, it was kind of weird. So, and it got leaked by a different streamer named Novaru on somebody else's stream. So, like, they weren't even going to talk about it publicly. But then a year ago, I was like, oh, wait, Crazy Slick's going to get canceled? What happened? Because this random streamer just revealed it for no reason.
Not so slick.
Yeah, not so slick at all, Crazy Slick.
Yeah, and you'd think a year ago Crazy Slick would be canceled. Not so. So what happened was everyone's like, oh my god, what's going on? So this is what Ms. Kiff thought to do. Ms. Kiff was like, I don't know what's going on. Crazy Slick is my best friend. Because Crazy Slick was Ms. Kiff's best friend. He's like, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my girlfriend Maya, who's another streamer, go over there with another streamer named Mitch Jones. You might have heard of him. Old WoW streamer.
I think I know him.
And yeah, they were going to go over there, and he was like, yeah, we're going to like figure out what's going on. And that's what happened. And apparently Maya was like asking her, just like, do you think this was a sexual assault? And at the time, Adriana said no. She also didn't know all the details, I think, at the time. So she said no, and then Maya was like, okay, put that in your twit longer. And kind of, like, read over the twit longer before it got posted, which, weird, right?
But, yeah.
So Trainwreck drops this, which leads to all of this information getting dragged out to light by, like, Adriana going live on stream, Maya going live on stream, all of this shit. And all of it somehow ends up being localized on another streamer, Destiny's stream. Have you ever heard of him? He's a weird man.
Oh, Destiny, hell yeah.
Yeah. Somehow Destiny has ended up being the news anchor for all of this shit. So a lot of this is told through like his stream.
I remember he was kind of the news guy for the Fed and Pokimane stuff back then.
Yeah, he just somehow fucking weasels his way in like a little gremlin. So basically somehow this talk about gambling ended up being like a gang war against like to get Ms. Kiff destroyed by like Train and XQC. And one of the weird parts is they like tried to bring Hassan and Pokimane into it. Some like the only other two people talking shit about gambling, but they're like, but yeah. So Hassan and Poki read that on stream, read Train's tweet, and they were like, what is he talking about? Because they're like, what? So they didn't know what was going on. And then Train's like, and then it ends up being a call on stream, and then somehow they gaslight Poki and Hassan into like apologizing. Like Train's like, my tweet reads perfectly. You didn't trust me because it's me. You guys hate me, and you're like, blah, blah. So, whatever. Somehow Hassan and Pokimane apologize. Get the fuck out of the drama. Then it's revealed that there was a call. I'm gonna get to the end of this soon because there's a lot. Apparently there was a phone call on the night that Adriana was about to go live, talking about it because it got revealed, and it was between Ms. Kiff, Trainwreck, XQC, Mitch, and Barry, and Asmongold, who was there as well. Mitch and Barry were there.
What's he doing there?
Well, Asmongold owns the org with Ms. Kiff that Ms. Kiff was in, so I don't know. He's the only smart person in the call. He was the only smart person in the call. So basically, the call, to sum it all up, Ms. Kiff was like, dude, Slick is my best friend. Like, when your best friend's in trouble, you just want to, like, know what's going on and see if you can help him. Scummy. Weird. Probably, Ms. Kiff definitely was in the wrong, is what I think. But, and then, like Ms. Kiff just, like, he's, like, is weaseling around trying to, like, find a way out. He's like, can you delete the tweet? My sponsors are getting messed up. Train and Train's like, no. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then Ms. is like, okay, you want to bring up old shit? I can bring up old shit with Alinity. And this kind of reveals how Train is like kind of using this to attack Ms. Kiff, because he's like, oh, look, yeah, you let Alinity hang out on your stream, and she's gonna like come back and try to kill my career, and you hate gambling and you hate me. Train's basically a paranoid like guy. He's paranoid as fuck. So the call is just like Train kind of like shitting on Ms. Kiff like being a little fucking weird and scummy. And really, the only important information that gets revealed that Asmongold is like, hey, okay, Mitch, Barry, you were there. What happened? And the bear's like, yeah, Maya was like gaslighting her. It was really bad. It was really fucked up. I couldn't believe it. And then Mitch is like, yeah, I don't know. Because they're the only two witnesses that aren't like Maya. And or the only two witnesses that aren't Maya or like whatever's friend. And like they're dumb. Barry and Mitch are dumb as fuck. Like if you look up old clips of Barry, he's a dipshit. And then Mitch is just like constantly known for being a rat and like selling people out and shit. So people are just like shitting on Mitch and it's just become a whole big mess. The end. Whatever. And in conclusion, Mizkif probably did that shit, not really on purpose. Trainwrecks is weird.
That's NFC crazy. Is weird. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot. I went too long. That's not even every detail. It's a whole mess.
It's a saga.
And if you notice, a lot of what happens in part three barely has anything to do with the sexual assault victim, and that's because it's become a big mess and not really about what the problem is about.
So but Crazy Slick calls got leaked canceled. Calls? Were those leaked calls?
Yeah, Trainwrecks leaked the call to Destiny, and Destiny looked at it on stream. Which the morality of which
stand?
Destiny is basically biased towards Train and XQC's side, but also like Mizkif, in my opinion, from all the information that we as people that aren't in the situation have, it seems like Mizkif was like, shit, my best friend's getting canceled, can I save him? And then Crazy Slick used that to be creepy. Crazy Slick also has been creepy to other girls in the past. And it continued after and before it. And so he was allowed to have a bunch of power because he was Mizkif's friend. And he's like, hey, you want to come hang out with me? And then like small streamer girls were like, ooh, maybe I can blow up if I like talk to Crazy Slick. And then he was just like fucking creepy all the time. Luckily, he's out of Mizkif's house and probably out of Twitch and everything like that forever, which is good.
Well, I wish they did that to Fed.
Yeah, well, I mean, literally, what's weird about canceling people on the internet is you can just come back and go live, and it won't matter.
Yeah, you'll have the fans that don't care.
Well, yeah. EDP can't come back.
Is he in jail?
Some people are in jail.
I don't think he's in jail.
He didn't get arrested, but pretty much whenever he makes a new account on any platform, the people who own the platform delete his account.
Damn. Yeah, unless you get fully deplatformed. Unlucky, man. Get shit on.
I feel like
actually very, very
funny.
I mean,
man.
I don't know. I love shit like this. This is just like. It's like high school drama, but it's there for thousands or millions of people to see. And so it's just.
And what's crazy about this is that, like, each new, like, drama revelation just got people off the hook. Like, XQC, everyone was, like, shitting on him. They're like, you're such a piece of shit for, like, breaking up with your girlfriend and, like, talking about it on stream. And then Slicker's like, I stole $300,000. And then people were like, Slicker's such a piece of shit. He should get banned off of Twitch.tv. And then this next thing got revealed, and they're like, Mizkif is such a piece of shit, and so is Maya. They should get banned off of Twitch TV. Slicker's not banned. Slicker's not banned. XQC is doing perfectly fine.
Where's he at?
Twitch.
He's just not streaming, and he got his entire all of his debts paid off, and he could just do whatever the fuck he wants.
Twitch banned.
What the fuck?
He got freed.
Twitch
did ban
gambling.
Yeah, that did happen as a result of the crusade against gambling, which is a good thing.
And Twitch also decided to cut the revenue share with their top streamers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Okay, so
you didn't know that? Yeah.
So
that might have pissed some other people off, huh?
Top select streamers, like the cream of the crop, Twitch. Okay, so normally how it works is it 50-50? Yeah. I should know this. I used to make money on Twitch. So revenue on Twitch is 50-50. Like, they get 50% of the revenue, you get 50% of the revenue. When you subscribe to your favorite Twitch streamer, they get $2.50. Twitch gets the other $2.50. So, the cream of the crop, like the higher-ups, they will get personalized deals for they're split to become 70-30. They get 70%, Twitch gets 30%. All that cool stuff. And what Twitch decided to do is, if you're one of those select top streamers, you're grandfathered into that 70-30. But once you pass $100,000, I think a year, it's either a year or a month. I can't remember which
one. It's a year.
Once you pass $100,000 in revenue gained off of Twitch, then you go back to that 50-50 deal, and Twitch is also no longer going to be giving people the 70-30 deal anymore. They're locking it at 50-50.
Damn. I don't know if I like that.
In different news, though, YouTube has begun monetizing shorts, and it's actually the most profitable TikTok-like platform you could be a part of. If a 45% revenue share to you and 55% to YouTube. It's not it's not as lucrative as long form content, but you would make more money uploading to YouTube Shorts than you would on TikTok, because the way TikTok does things is they have a content creator pool where the set amount of money they're given to content creators is the same. But if you get monetized on TikTok, you're now just another person in the same pool.
Huh. That's
We better get to work.
Yeah.
YouTube Shorts coming out soon. Yeah. But yeah, Twitch, I don't know what they're thinking. I think they really just need money now because they don't make enough money.
I think they make plenty of money, and they're also backed by Amazon. They're the front runners of live streaming.
They're the front runner of live streaming, but it takes a lot of money to be running these streams, especially when people like Asmongold will run 37K viewer streams and then not monetize it at all. So what Twitch really wants people to do is run advertisements. Streamers hate running advertisements. Viewers hate advertisements. But
those
advertisements
are
the best way to make money on the internet.
Ads
I did
suck.
See Jerma. Jerma said he would quit Twitch if he's forced to run ads. So
yeah.
Yeah, some people...
Yeah, so the annoying thing with ads on Twitch is they just randomly play. Like, so as a streamer, you can set it to, like, you can run, I think it's a 3-minute ad. That prevents you from getting ads for an hour and a half. But then after that hour and a half wears up, there's, like, a hidden timer. That, like, after a set amount of time, if you're not subscribed to that content creator, their stream becomes this small in the corner of your screen, and you get, like, advertised as Zach's Fish Chicken Sandwich for 3 minutes. So they could be having the most pivotal moment of their streaming career, but you're stuck watching advertisement. And streamers can't control that. Streamers have to show their non-subscribers ads.
That sucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really bad. But, I mean, Twitch just really needs to start being profitable, because I think since for the longest they've just been getting tossed money by Amazon, and then Amazon's slowly going to be like, all right, now you give us money back, okay? Now you start being profitable. And Twitch is like, let's cut the pay of all of the top people on our website. It's like, what?
There's a laundry list of, like, high-tier streamers that are just waiting for YouTube streaming to get other features. Like, they legitimately said they're on the waiting list to go over to YouTube. When Ludwig switched over from Twitch to YouTube, because YouTube was like, hey, we'll cut you a check, we'll give you a good fucking check, Ludwig was like, okay, let me talk to Twitch, let me see if they might keep the exclusivity. So he told Twitch about the offer, and they said, okay, we wish you the best of luck in your endeavors.
I hope Twitch dies. It'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, Twitch should die. I like YouTube. YouTube's awesome. I love Google.
Except the emotes kind of suck.
I would rather Twitch become
super chats.
I'd rather Twitch become a better platform, because as much as I liked all the options YouTube gives, like I would rather, if I were to stream, make shorts, and make YouTube videos, I would rather they all be on the same platform just for the ease of community. However, I don't want YouTube to have a monopoly, because at the end of the day,
YouTube sucks.
A lot of the reasons,
that might.
A lot of reasons why YouTube is good a lot of the reasons why they have a better content ID system for streamers and like better filters, the reason why they give such a big revenue share for video creators and why they have such a good revenue policy for shorts is because they're trying to beat Twitch and TikTok. If Twitch dies, yes, streamers are going to get screwed over. If TikTok dies, which TikTok's never going to die. But, well, no. Actually, I'm still iffy on the longevity of TikTok. But
I don't think TikTok's going to – I don't think it's going anywhere.
So here's
at least for a while.
Here's the interesting thing about TikTok, though. The metrics of TikTok as opposed to long-form video creations are not created equally. Like, you could be scrolling through TikTok, and you'll find, like, multiple people who have, like, 50 million followers, and you'll have never heard of them. But if a YouTuber has, like, 3 million subscribers, there's a good chance you're somewhat familiar. Like, the divide, like, there's a TikTok of this one woman, like, really nice content creator. She tried to hold a meet and greet at VidCon, and no one showed up. Because at the end of the day, on TikTok, people recognize your face and your niche. They don't know your name. So that's why I think a lot of people, like, the end goal for TikTok is to pivot somewhere else. Like the Milad guy from Subway. Are you guys familiar at all with that Subway guy?
Yeah.
He took his good TikTok following and then brought it over to YouTube and then, like, became a YouTube creator. And he also pivoted out of those Subway videos. He, like, successfully pivoted out of his TikTok niche. And I think...
Well, at least he got paid from TikTok instead of actually working at Subway.
Like, TikTok pays all their creators like shit, though. It's literally just a notoriety farm. They pay them... What they do is they have a lump sum that they will pay out to creators. Like, they're like, okay. So, for example, it's like, all right, we've got $100, and we're going to split it across every single creator that has enough views and shit to make money on our platform. So the more big people there are on TikTok, the less money everybody gets. And as TikTok grows, more people get paid like ass.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
That's why I say, like, one of the reasons why I think TikTok isn't, like, I think short-form videos are going to stay. I don't know if it's going to be TikTok, though. I don't know if it's going to be TikTok. Because at the end of the day, the goal of TikTok is to gain enough notoriety to leave TikTok with a following. Now, of course, there are a lot of really solid creators. And, like, I legitimately know some creators off the top of my head because of their TikTok. Like, the scumbag dad dude. I know him off the top of my head. However...
Mike Cara
here. But...
But yeah, I know that guy.
I think
that guy doesn't watch TikToks.
That guy didn't know he was gonna get famous.
I think a lot of the people who like there's people who are like, oh yeah, I'm famous on TikTok. That's good. I just want a following on TikTok. That's cool. But I think all the people who want to be like the next like Jake Paul or whoever, they want to take their following to YouTube. And at the end of the day, a lot of people on TikTok, there's also a fair amount of people on TikTok who are on TikTok to promote their real channels. Like my content creation is harder in your 9-to-5. He isn't a TikTok creator. He's a Twitch streamer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been seeing more gaming streaming too on TikTok as well.
Yeah. I really think TikTok is actually in danger because of YouTube's decision to pay people. It's going to definitely be a lot more incentivized. The thing is, they can't stop cross-posting. So people are just going to post on YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah,
but that's honestly all YouTube needs. Yeah, I mean, if YouTube somehow figures out how to get people to stop cross-posting and then just only post on YouTube, that's their win. So that's what they want, I think.
Here is my thing of why I think YouTube would need to do in order to just take the markets. Separate apps, separate sites for each of their stuff. Have YouTube Live for the streams. Make it a interface like Twitch, but boom, have an app, YouTube Live app, where it gives you nothing but live streams and it acts like Twitch. Have a separate app called YouTube Shorts. You download YouTube Shorts, works like TikTok. Then have YouTube. And I also had an idea that I was talking to a friend about, where I think, like, say you're scrolling through YouTube Shorts and you get a creator and you follow that creator, you like their videos, you go onto the YouTube website and you'll start getting recommended videos like, you like their short form content, how about their larger videos? But if you click on that person's channel, you wouldn't see any of their shorts clogging up their upload schedule. It would separate your follower and subscriber list, and it would give like different metrics for each of the platforms. That way you have, that way you'd have one term, but you'd have three separate follower accounts. That way people who want to see your videos but not your streams and not your shorts can just see your videos without getting notified when you're live or uploading shorts. Or if people just want to see your shorts, they don't have to bother with your videos. I think if they did that, you would get every creator on, not every creator, I think you'd get a lot of creators on board because you're separating everything, but it's under that same umbrella. That's what I think.
Don't forget about YouTube Music. Yeah. Yes, and that's an app too.
Well, we're talking about good apps, though.
Yeah, YouTube Music sucks. Just kidding. But yeah, no, that makes sense. Because, like, I don't know. Sometimes when I see, like, shorts just, like, clogging up channels, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't want to, like, watch the shorts.
Yeah, there's too many. It's
fucking YouTube shorts. It makes your channel look ugly.
It makes the YouTube app look ugly. That crazy, or else I'm screwed because I tried to uninstall TikTok, and I can't just uninstall YouTube. So.
Yeah, we should do a YouTube short.
Do you still have it uninstalled? Do you still have TikTok?
Yeah, I haven't been on TikTok in like more than a month.
Damn, what?
It's like a drug.
I'm still in it. I'm still in it.
I'm out.
Yeah. What the fuck? Why am I the only one? Maybe I need to.
No,
get
Fake
better.
Is still on it. You two are both sick
I
together.
I am gonna
That's
uninstall
awesome.
TikTok right now.
Whoa,
ooh, that's
whoa,
embarrassing.
Whoa, hold on a second. At least give me one more week.
you can have one more scroll.
If it makes you feel any better, he's done it.
But Yoshi sends you TikToks. Yoshi likes TikTok.
That's the only thing I feel TikToks. Bad. I only he feel bad because people TikToks. Send me TikToks and I'm just like, I don't open TikTok. I will never open TikTok.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about TikTok is sending people things that are confusing.
Dude,
Hane would find he was a miner. Like he would just find gold.
Yeah, you're at the like scum of you're at the bottom of it, dude.
I get like a certain amount of like dopamine, like where I found something like super fucking weird on TikTok, and like I just send it to like Faco.
And you know what's crazy? You feel like you earned it, like you got to that point because that's where you wanted to go.
Yeah,
like, you had to get in that. You had to get into that certain type of For You page.
Get down the shitterville. Yeah,
I knew a TikTok Hane sent me was weird. Was when I clicked on it, the camera quality was like 480p. There was zero likes, and the caption was an emoji.
Yeah, no,
I think my favorite TikTok Hane has ever found is just a video of somebody like turning on the camera and they just fucking sneeze and then the video ends. That's it. Yeah. Just like somebody like.
One of my favorite TikToks. One of my favorite TikToks is the, hey, let me tell you something. I just flew into Baltimore and boy, am I arms tired.
That's probably my favorite TikTok of all time.
It's not even that crazy. I've seen it like 500 times. I always go back to it. It's like one of those things I like want to watch again and again. Yummy see muffin. Shibbly.
It gets me every time I watch it.
Hey, let me tell you something. I just flew into Baltimore and boy are my arms tired. But having a little snack. Yummy simmy muffin.
We should have a TikTok podcast where we just have a podcast episode that's 1 minute long.
Ooh.
Yeah, we try to like, yeah. A YouTube show. Yeah.
Hello, YouTube. Today news. We're going
to
be talking about.
Use my group
to talk as fast segments. As we can. Dude, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, I don't think we could do every segment.
No, we have
in
to
one video. But me,
so we'd
you know
so
what?
We'd have to do weekly balls, Croup spook, Croup tunes, Croup reels, underrated, overrated.
oh my god!
What else?
Yeah,
top three. all top in 1 minute. We have to do it in 1 minute.
Would you rather
try that? Yeah, would you rather? Yeah, that was that's a popular one that we did.
Yeah, yeah, that came out. That, we definitely released that one.
That Jeffrey came up with. It was his idea.
I didn't come up with it. Okay, publicly, Croup Scoop listeners, I'm getting gaslit and gaslamped. Okay? Uh-oh, I didn't come up with Twitch it. Drama. It was a group decision. Yeah, I'm going live. Fuck you.
Oh, no. Jeffrey's leaking this call. Oh, no.
This guy's an effing rat.
It's gonna have a it's gonna have a neat thumbnail and a catchy title. He's leaking it.
It's gonna get clickbaited on live stream fails.
Destiny's gonna watch it and see that we just shit on Hurricane Ian before we even. Yeah, this
Destiny wouldn't like that.
We're canceled.
I hate Destiny.
Cover.
What are you? Yeah. I hate Destiny. I hate so many things. What do you guys hate?
I never played the game.
What do you hate, Croup? It's a pivot.
We're pivoting. Topics. Hold on.
It's things we hate. We're doing things we hate.
Like specifically, that's like a really
yeah. Just like
I have hate.
Like a pet peeve or something. We're gonna do pet peeves.
We've done.
Part two.
We've done pet peeves.
We've done pet peeves. But like, what's something you're just like, oh god.
All right. I'll start. I hate when people completely misunderstand the plot of a media property. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, that looks sick. Like, the Wolf of Wall Street, Punisher. Like, get it, man. You don't get the joke. It's about you. It's about you. Yeah. The people are like, yeah, I just want to. Oh, man, dude. When Jonah Hill does coke off that girl's like ass. Oh, my God. It makes me fucking shit my pants every time. And it's like, yeah, they all hate their lives. Every one of them like hates their lives. And they just fucking. Oh, my gosh.
The Walter White. The one who knocks.
Oh my god!
Line, where everyone thought it was supposed to be an epic line, but it's really just Walt trying to sugarcoat the reality of the danger he's in.
But no,
that's a big one.
Just like people just like connecting to like the edginess and being like, oh, it's so awesome. And like people wearing Punisher like as a Blue Lives Matter thing, and it's like Punisher hates cops. Wake up, sheeple. Yeah. Wake the hell up. It's insane to me that things like as an artist, I feel like I would be so mad if I made something and then it's like people completely get it wrong and the dumbest fucking people on the planet end up like using my shit as their vibe.
TikTok users trying to understand your movie, your video game.
Like Did you know? I read this the other day. Apparently, Fight Club is about male fragility, written by a gay writer. Did anybody know that? I didn't. I haven't seen Fight Club. I've just seen the memes where it's like, rule number one is we don't talk about Fight Club.
I've seen the movie, and like, let me tell you, the movie is completely different from what you think it is. Like, you think it's just a movie about fighting, right? Like Fight Club, like you know, rule number one.
You think like people. Yeah.
But that's not what it is at all. It's you gotta watch it. It's actually a pretty damn good movie.
It just makes me so mad when things just get completely misconstrued. Because I'm one who believes in artistic meaning being understood, and then when people are dumb and then like are like, I want to be just like Jordan Belfort when I grow up from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, why didn't Saul just take the 7 days?
Okay. What?
Who? Nobody knows what that means. Somebody knows what that means.
You misspoke, but yeah.
It's a Better Call Saul viewer.
This comes with no spoilers, but I completely understand what you mean when people misunderstand stuff. It feels like the entirety of TikTok doesn't know about Aaron Yeager. They don't.
They don't. They do not. They do not know about him.
It's like they read it. And it's like, hey, here's the things that are bad. And people were like, wait a second. My dictionary says bad means cool. He's cool.
Yeah, people just like, I don't know. I feel like if somebody's the main character, people misunderstand the attachment that you naturally grow to a main character for the main character being correct and like cool always and awesome always. Yeah, not the point.
And you know what, my controversial
opinion
with Attack on Titan is I think people who don't like Gabby are kind of like The only reason they like Aaron is because he's the main character, because Gabby's literally Aaron, but on the other side. That's literally the point of Gabby. She is Aaron, but on the other side of the fence. So when you're like, oh man, these traits of Gabby are so annoying, that was season 1-3 Aaron. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same person. You just don't like her because she's on the other side.
Yeah.
The entire point of Gabby's character is like, hey, you know that character you love so much? It's pretty much a mirror between these two sides, and the people on this side don't like her. So the entire point is everyone's the same, and people are like, yeah, fuck her. No! You're missing the point!
Actually, but her parents are alive, so I don't think she has any right to be so angry.
I feel like some people just take things at face value sometimes. Like, I've told this before. Me and Steven went to go see Blade Runner, and this guy walked out of the theater. He's like, "Hey, dude, you know what happened in that movie? Like, like what happened in that movie?" He didn't know. He couldn't tell what the hell was going on.
There is such a difference between, like, watching content and, like, there's a difference between consuming and digesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thought that people put into an episode is the 22 minutes is on their monitor. The second those end credits end, nothing changes their mind about what they watched.
Yeah, I like Breaking Bad. It was, like, a lot of action. There's a lot of action in Breaking Bad.
Dude, yeah.
Breaking Bad was really awesome.
I love the shooting. I love how dark MCU movies get, because like the entire world's in danger.
Yeah, that's why people like MCU though, because it's like there's nothing abstract about it. You could just take it at face value.
Yeah.
There's no like
a pop music movie.
There's some Marvel movies that they don't usually do hidden meetings or like tell characters in like unique ways, character stories.
I feel like we talk shit about Marvel every episode.
Marvel sucks, man.
They suck so bad. To shit on.
I haven't watched an MCU movie since Age of Ultron. I don't know if it's good or not. I don't know if MCU movies are good. I just haven't touched them.
They're at the best, they're entertaining. At the worst, they make me mad.
They're fun, entertaining movies, you know.
That's
all they try to do. They're just trying to be fun.
Yeah, they accomplish what they're trying to do, but another thing I hate, people that say Marvel is the peak of cinema.
Nobody says that. I don't believe it.
People I say that.
No, there's people that say that.
Go to the YouTube comments of like Marvel shit, dude. People will be like, oh!
Hey, and you've seen crap. You've seen the She-Hulk comments. You know they're out there.
People just dick Rob Marvel.
I'm not convinced.
For no
I
reason.
Saw the comments. I'm not convinced. Those guys are fucking bots.
They're real people, like and they don't like movies, dude, and that's fine. But just admit you don't know anything about movies. Don't assert that it's the best.
Yeah,
dude, I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh my god, they did it. There's a dildo scene. It's so funny.
So this leads into, this is something I hate. I hate when people can't separate the difference between their opinions and objective quality. Where, like, they can't separate, I love this property, with this is the best property ever. You're allowed to be like, man, I love this thing, but it's not amazing. Like, here's the thing. I would say the property's gotten better. The property's gotten better. But I have a strong love for Black Clover. That hasn't always been great. And I can...
No.
And it doesn't matter that it's not... That it hasn't always been great. Because I've always liked it. Things don't need to compare to the best pieces of media ever for you to enjoy it. Black Clover... I don't have to consider Black Clover a 10 out of 10 for me to like it. You're allowed... I don't have to say Black Clover is the best anime ever in order for me to like it or love it. You are allowed to separate what you consider objective quality to how much you like it. I fucking love McDonald's chicken nuggets. I would not say they are better than Gordon Ramsay's cooking. There's a difference.
I agree.
He was preaching. I agree. Yeah, like, dude. I love Cool Dog. I love Cool Dog, but Cool Dog is not the best dog on the planet. He's a painting, okay? But
listen, there's a difference between Gracie Slick and Slicker.
True.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy? Two Slicks got destroyed on Twitch.
Yeah. They did not.
You can.
I said it. Not.
You can. Slick. You can separate them. They're not the same thing.
Right now, dude. there's someone on Twitch named Crazy Slicker, and he's like, I didn't do either of those. I didn't do either of those.
Crazy Slicker.
Yeah, somebody named Crazy Slicker is having a bad day on the internet
today. They're having a horrible day.
Yeah, Crazy Slicker is just over here streaming Marble It Up, and like everyone's like, hey, dude, what did you do?
He's just like, no, you need to change my name to the good Slick. No, I'm getting so much shit right now. Change my name to Crazy Sick.
He's just streaming Fall Guys.
he's streaming Fall
Guys. The day all that drama came out, on? He was streaming Fall Guys to like 5 people, then it randomly became 700, and he's like, eh.
He's like,
what the frick?
You
hold
son
on.
Of a bitch!
Hold
you
on,
skipped $300,000 from all of those women that you sexually assaulted.
He accidentally gets added to the leaked call. It's like, wait a minute, no. Wait, what am I doing here?
He's Who sitting there with Destiny and everyone else, and he's like, do you guys want to run duos? I'm doing
he's like, don't lie to us.
Right,
don't lie to us, Slicker. I don't like saying that name.
Slicker?
Well, Slicker.
Yeah, it kind of seems like a slur.
The hard
you say it, if you say it in like a...
Yeah, Slicker.
A certain way. Yeah, I'm not going to repeat that. So.
Hey,
next topic.
What's that?
Do you have something
what
you
What do you hate, Tane?
Me. What do I dislike?
You hate yourself? No.
No, I'm thinking. No.
Sorry.
He dislikes Chippendale.
Yeah, but I don't hate Chippendale. These are things we hate. I'm trying to think of something.
Damn, I'm just me and Fake are just looking like.
No, I have like things I just like can't think of. There's this one that like got me like I was like just thinking about it like the other day and like got me like riled up, but like. So like there, I'm saying this because I don't think anyone in the call is like this, but if there's some people that okay, so. There's some people that I know in my life that are like, that can't tell the difference between, I mean, they can, but like, okay, let me try to phrase this properly. All right, so do you ever just like joke about things and you're like, the joke is that you are dumb?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You say something stupid.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There are people that I know that exist and that I've met that will... If you say something dumb, they'll be like, actually,
wait, what?
You know what I'm saying? And just like,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so my main theory about that is like, okay, you're insecure about your intelligence, right? Like, you have to go out of your way to like get every single like point. You know what I'm saying? You have to like find like you know I know I'm like a smart person, so like I can just like I can be stupid in front of my friends. You know what I'm saying? Or, like I can be a joke. You know, because I know I'm not stupid. You know?
Yeah.
But like, if you're like going out of your way and going like, you know, which leads me into my next point is I. Find people who are generally insecure about their intelligence, probably the most annoying kind of people. You know what I'm saying? Like they go out of their way to like bring other people down. Like, and like usually, I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, that's
a thought I had. No, F people that are dumb and try to act like they're smart.
Because not only are they trying
to
act like they're dumb.
You.
They're taking that opportunity. They're like, oh my god, that person's stupid. So here's my opportunity to be better than them right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like it's kind of like obvious, and you're kind of just like you don't say anything. You're just like,
yeah.
I'll let you have your brief moments of feeling smart for once.
Yeah, but I understand that feeling because I. Half of the jokes I tell, the bit is that I am stupid and most likely not saying my real opinion on something.
Yeah.
So there's certain people I meet that it mixes very poorly with, and I don't have the heart to tell them that I'm actually not dumb. But like, so it reminds me of one of my friends from like Nashville, Sue. Great guy, love the guy, but like, oh no, he very much will explain something to you if he thinks you don't understand it, and then I forget, and then I run a dumb bit. I run a stupid bit, and then it's like, well, actually, no, that's not right, because and it's like, oh no, my bit failed.
Wait, Jeffrey, you know. Why, oh, why, you know that guy? Yeah, that's definitely, yeah.
So I have that's a like deep
cut. Can we get him on the? Yes. Can we get him on the podcast?
No.
In contact with him?
No.
I have a little bit of a similar problem with one of my friends, where it's like they're not condescending towards me, but I think they think I'm really, really dumb. But like the way they explain things to me, they're really nice about it. Like,
I don't like that either. That's just like, it's just condescending.
No. Here's the thing. I'd rather like not even a complicated issue, but there'll be one of the basic things that I don't 100% understand. And then they'll give me a rundown of all of the basic things. I'll be confused on the step two. They'll go to step zero and like, but they'll be so nice about it. They'll be like, okay, so it's this and this and this, if that makes sense. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And they're like, okay, cool. Then it's this and this and this. And I'm like, you're helping me. I appreciate, you think I am a lot dumber than I am, but you're being really nice right now. So I don't want to be like, no, I know that. Because like, they're just trying to help me out. But I think the view of my intelligence to them just keeps going lower and lower. Because anytime they explain a basic concept to me, I go, oh, really?
Man, you can't do that. You're throwing.
And like, here's the thing. I will acknowledge they are a smarter person than I am. I will just simply acknowledge that they are a smarter person than I am, but not by as much as like I would say by a good. I would say it's by a good margin. All the credit to them. All I know is video editing. All I know is be funny online. That's kind of all I know. But like, I'm not like on 4-0. I graduated high school. I have basic reading comprehension.
That's knowing things isn't really intelligence, in my opinion. But
yeah, true. You are stupid. That's what Haynes said.
No, I'm saying like just because you're just
go. Oh, okay. Anyway. I don't know. I was just trying to jump on the bandwagon. I'm an instigator. Sorry.
Yeah. A little hope. I'm just saying that like
I'm gonna leak this call. Really I'm gonna leak this call.
Hey, come on.
Hey man, relax. Okay, we don't need Destiny listening to us. He might say some. He might have a choice word for me.
He's gonna read the chat logs in the server.
Yeah,
in our Destiny secret text channels.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, Destiny in the past. Briefly back on the Twitch drama, the only conclusion I've taken from it is that I think all, if not most, if not all Twitch streamers are fucking bad people that are children.
Yeah.
Because even Destiny, like the news anchor, like in the past, he's debated for saying the N-word as a white person. Yeah.
I don't like just, Destiny. I feel
just
like
all of
Destiny
them
was like super. Kind of,
I never played
it. And everybody sucks here. He's a super liberal that like has bordered more towards like weird thinking, I think. I don't know. My brother used to watch him and he's like, yeah, he's gotten weird. So it's like, okay, I'll never watch him.
You know what I do watch though?
What do you watch?
What?
Faco's YouTube channel.
Dude, I'm...
Me too. I do that too.
We've been going for 58 minutes and we haven't asked Faco a single question related to his YouTube channel.
Oh my god.
But this is his sixth appearance, so it's fine.
Time flies fast when you're having fun.
Yeah. But Faco, I wanted to ask you, what has been some of your favorite moments being a content creator? You've been doing it for a bit now.
I'm on my third year, I believe. Like, this October is going to be year three. So, favorite moments as a content creator, I think about some of the dumb stuff I've done, or like some of the stuff I've had to do for a punchline. And if I had to pick, like, some of the my favorite dumb stuff is, and I can tell you the videos these are in the hidden gems of anime video, which none of those videos were hidden gems. I just didn't want to make an underrated 2 video. I didn't want to promote any manga piracy sites, but I joked about a manga, like, pirating manga. So what I did is I went into Photoshop and created my own fake, like, manga pirating site. And I went into, like, a real one and copied the format in Photoshop. And I made fake banner ads about, like, what they looked like. And one of my favorite things was how dumb the ads were. You couldn't even see the ads in the like my monitor without like pausing to look at it. One of them was like a picture of Rem, and it says, "Are you horny?" That's cool. And the other one is like your real life waifu is pogging to meet you, and it was a picture of Speedwagon from JoJo. And if I had to pick one of my favorite things I've done, in the Black Clover video, so. I lost Croup's webcam. Okay,
just
there we go.
For a second.
Hello?
If I had to pick probably one of my favorite bits is I had like this curved white monitor and I accidentally broke it like a while ago. Like part of it like I accidentally hit the monitor, broke it, put a line straight down it. And I was like, I think I can do something funny with that monitor. So that broken monitor sat in a corner of my room for like 3 months because I was trying to figure out what it was. And I decided to do a Black Clover video. And one of the things I want to talk about was like how the negative reception of Black Clover near the beginning. So I set up my monitor, reconnected it, all that stuff. There's that black line down the middle of it. So I did a joke where I was like, oh, I'm covering up the bad parts of this picture of Garfield. So in all actuality, I was covering up the broken part, so it looked like it was a functioning monitor. And then there's a part of it where I was like, and the reception was, unoriginality. And I took a hatchet and hit the monitor as hard as I could. And the amount of people who thought I legitimately hit my actual computer monitor with a hatchet, no one knew that it was a broken monitor. Everyone fell for it. And that's one of my favorite moments as a content creator, and one of the funniest. And also the Four Kids parody I made for Demon Slayer. I love that one.
Oh yeah,
true.
Yeah, check out all of those things on Faco's YouTube.
I don't think I'd seen the Black Clover one though. I want to see that. It sounds funny.
I watched the Black Clover. I watched the whole show.
Did you watch his video?
I've gotten 36 episodes in, and then I stopped.
You got how? Actually, 36?
Actually, that's probably cap. I think I got farther. I got to episode... Actually, I spammed a bunch. I'm on episode 70.
Okay, so you're on this.
Whoa, and then I just stopped. What the hell?
So, yeah.
Wait, when did you start watching it?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I kind of just stopped, though.
Why'd you stop? Do you like it?
It's okay. It's just very, 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 like, normal shonen, but faster paced than a lot of older shonens. So it's definitely watchable, but it's not doing it for me like crazy.
Well,
it's tickling the shonen itch, you know.
When I first met you guys, I remember Croup. I believe it was Croup. He was just starting Black Clover. And every episode of Croup Scoop I was on, he got, like, significantly further and further. And, like, he would just be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm on episode 40. By the way, I'm on episode 70. By the way, I'm on episode 120. And, like, it just kept going, like, further and further until he completely caught up. I moved my microphone, even though I put it there deliberately. So that's going to be some fun audio.
I liked it. That's all right. I don't hate it, and I probably will watch more of it.
Any but more it questions about my poggers?
Scratch my juice. About your poggers.
We had one question.
Oh, we only have one question.
I've got a second question. How does it make you feel that we only planned one question?
Fair enough.
We've had you on like 6 times, Faco. We know
what
everything about
you. My content.
What a
hurricane
of an episode,
huh?
We talked about what a hurricane of the of an episode. We talked about a hurricane, Twitch drama, things we hate, and now we're gonna spook it up.
Hey, quick little content advisory warning. We briefly talk about a true crime story involving murder. We don't really go into like crazy details or anything, just a brief overview of it. But if that's not something that you want to hear, you can go ahead and skip past it to the timestamp 1 hour, 11 minutes, and 34 seconds, and it will be done. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Ooh! Croup spook, everybody! All right. Faco, you're an anime YouTuber.
That's what I do.
Our Croup Spook is about an anime YouTuber.
Yeah.
So,
are you about to kill me?
No. Anime man.
Yeah, we're about to kill Faco, and that's the Croup Spook. It's like, oh Jesus! They just killed him live. Mm. No. So this is
prepare for your reckoning, Faco.
All right, go ahead.
So we haven't done true crime in this podcast before. We've mostly just done supernatural stuff and like thought-provoking thought experiments and stuff like that. So this will be our first true crime.
I feel like and I decided to pick. This bit's about to be really insensitive. Because I thought we were about to talk like about Junji Ito or something.
No, we're talking about. Nope, we're talking about a. Anime YouTuber who killed his family.
Okay, the lights are coming back on. Okay, may have misread the vibes. The vibes were misread.
Oh my god.
Okay.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Hey, anime so, man. What the hell?
No, this guy's man. This guy's YouTube name. What?
It was Mr.
This guy's YouTube name.
Mr. Anime, right?
Mr. Anime,
hey, what's
yes.
up, guys? It's me, the Anime Man. Here today, we're gonna be killing my family.
So, Jesus Mr. Anime,
Christ.
Worst Australian accent ever.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
All right, go do it now.
So, we're talking about...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is it the Australian accent or the fact that I'm running a bit about a true story?
The fact that you're running a bit on a true fucking story.
So the accent was good?
No!
Yeah, that's how he sounded.
No, he's Australian.
I thought you were trying to do a bad southern accent.
Thoughts and prayers. Maybe.
All right, so we're talking about a YouTuber named Mr. Anime. That was his name, Mr. Anime. His real name was Trey Sessler. And Trey Sussler.
Oh my god.
Sussy Baka.
He was. He was pretty sus.
He was. Yeah. So, Trey was born on August 8th, 1989, and he had an interest in film. And he created a YouTube channel in 2006, and he called it LensCap Productions. So, he didn't actually start off doing anime. So, he did like short films and skits, kind of like Silly Kids.
Nobody's going to get that reference.
No. I'm not going to explain it. Yeah, Hank got it. Maybe the Hurricane Ian survivors probably got it. Okay, what am I talking about? All right, let's go to the next.
Oh, my God. What is the dark humor of this episode?
Well, this is a dark episode. Know. It's October. It's Halloween.
I just want to hit computer monitors with a hatchet.
That's kind of dark.
So he began to shift into anime.
If the monitor was alive.
Like a year later. He started talking about, he started reviewing anime, and that's when he started using the name Mr. Anime, and he was actually one of the first few anime YouTubers. He's kind of like a pioneer of the anime YouTube scene, and I think he inspired Giguk. You guys know Giguk?
Yeah, he's one of the biggest anime YouTubers on the scene right now.
Yeah, he was inspired by Mr. Anime to make anime videos, so it's kind of crazy. So... Not only would he do anime reviews, but he'd also do like gun demonstration videos and like skits that have guns in them where he's like shoots people in the videos. But like he would say he was like an active condemner of gun violence and would openly say like he's not for like the mass shootings that were happening, which is kind of crazy that he said that knowing what happens. But his last video would be a video he uploaded called he's getting a new like a full-time job. This was his last video. He's like, hey guys, I'm getting a full-time job and I'm not going to be doing YouTube as much anymore, but I'll still keep doing videos and stuff. You know, like, it doesn't, it seems normal, right? But in reality, he was planning something crazy. And so 1 week later, he was arrested for murdering and shooting his mother, father, and brother. And,
oh my God.
And Giga actually made a video about him when this happened, about the news, and like actually talked about it. So, yeah, he killed his mother, father, and brother, and he was planning to shoot up a school as well.
What?
He so when he killed his mother, brother, and father, he as soon as he did that, he tore up the house, like all the furniture and everything, and he started writing on the walls and doors saying like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I did this." Like, here's a direct thing he said. "I will never forgive myself. I don't know why I did this, but God help me." But they found him. So he ended up at the parking lot for his old high school with an AK, ready to execute his plan. He had been planning this for months, by the way. He like studied like past mass shootings and tried to like, he like did like a rating system on based on like how effective they were and how many people were killed to execute the best plan possible. And so when he actually got to the parking lot, he decided not to do it. He quoted saying, "It got too real." So he just didn't do it. And that's where they arrested him.
Man, if you're gonna like be a fucking killer, you really need to make up your fucking mind first.
He got too real.
It's like,
it's real life. Whoa. Wait a minute, man.
I'm about to shoot more people.
And what's crazy was he said he was a condemner of gun violence.
I mean, he was just mentally ill, so.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not sure how comfortable I am with the topic. This is a little bit
It is quite heavy.
Yeah, this is a really heavy topic.
It's a true crime.
It's a true crime. I don't think we're gonna do true crime too much, but it is spooky, and it is an anime YouTuber, and Faco's an anime YouTuber who won't shoot up anybody, right?
Right, Faco.
Right, Faco.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's Faco.
This is Faco.
Faco's one of the good ones.
Just say you're not going to shoot anybody.
I'm not going to shoot anybody.
Woo! Right. Hey, Giga.
The fact that that was in sync.
It's harmonized.
We're in harmony.
Yeah, you hosts are on the same page.
Speaking of harmony. Harmony makes me think of melody. Melody makes me think of music. And music makes me think of croup tunes.
Woo!
Croup tunes!
Well, for the people who don't know what croup tunes is, we share music every week. Okay. So my croup tunes is, I have been listening to an album by the Snow Strippers. It's called The Snow Strippers. I was going to say it's their latest album, but apparently they released something this month, so I haven't listened to that yet. But, okay, so the album is called The Snow Strippers, and the artist is called Snow Strippers, without the, so I don't know why they did that.
Double with the Brandon.
They should change
it. Snow Slickers.
the crazy snow slicker
on the album is the crazy snow slickers, our crazy looking slicker on the album. Dude, they should make a song together. Okay, sorry, continue your thing.
Yeah, anyways, so like this is just like I don't even know what am I talking about. This album, yeah, it's a good album, you just listen to it. I don't know. All right, so like it basically it's just like, I don't know, Jeffrey, you listen to it, right?
Yeah, I've actually only listened to the one song.
Okay, so the whole album kind of sounds like that one song. So, like, the whole album has, like, this, like, early 2000s, like, production to it, which is, like old, like, dance music. Like
very Y2K.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, it's really nostalgic, like, listening to it. And, like, some of the synths they use and, like, the drums and just, it's, like, super washed out but, like, dancey. And, I mean, they even reference, like, Monster, you know, like that one Nightcore song, the dubstep Nightcore like Monster song. I don't know, fucking, but it's a pretty long, it has like 20 songs on it, and like
Yeesh.
The whole like album sounds like pretty much the same, but my favorites are like Know My Name and Keep Holding On. That's like their most popular song. But like something about like the production is like on this album, like the dopamine in my brain kind of goes a little crazy. I don't know why. So it like hits a spot. But yeah, I recommend it if you are if you like music just in general.
If you're one of those music enjoyers, you should try listening to a song.
Yeah.
No. I don't agree.
Join the listening community today and use your ears.
Yeah, or you can listen to this 20 song long album.
20 song long.
20 song long. Okay, Jeffrey, your turn. Your tune.
Woohoo! All right.
Your turn, well, your tune.
Since last episode, I've pretty much only been listening to The Garden. So this week for you, I've got a song pack of three different songs. The first song is a song called Dirty Laundry by an artist named Tisa Korean. He is a rapper, and he's very silly. His most famous song recently is called, I don't actually remember what it's called, but he keeps going like, why am I so silly? Where did my Achilles? Anyway, Dirty Laundry is a cool song, and it samples an older, like, I guess, dance song from 2015 that I knew, like, in 2015. So it's interesting to me. And anyway, it's a silly rap song. Next up, we've got an artist named Yabu Jean. I don't really know much about this artist. I just found them. But basically, they make, like, really interesting, like, Y2K aesthetic, kind of, like, Blade shit. And it's very, like, very just ethereal and has, like, hard style elements to it. So I would recommend the song called The Chalice of Mind. And also the song called, oh my god, the title is so long. It's called Hardstyle Drill 2009 Nokia Angels 1.6. So check out those two Yabu Jean songs. Very ethereal, very interesting. And check out that Tisa Korea song. Or Tisa Korean, oops. Ethan!
Woo! All right. My song. This is going to be a big reveal. All right, everyone needs to keep this a secret in the podcast, okay? Because nobody watches this podcast, right? So, this song, this song is Simple and Clean by Hikaru.
Uh-oh.
Simple and clean.
I'm three games in to Kingdom Hearts.
Oh.
Whoa! Fake was a Keyblade, audio listeners.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I just randomly started playing Kingdom Hearts, and I'm three games in. It's fun.
Are you playing fun all the games. Side games?
Yeah, I played Kingdom Hearts, Chain of Memories, and now I'm on 2.
Did you watch the 3, 5, 6 movies?
No, I'm going in release order, so that's after.
Oh, yeah, I guess 2. I did. Yeah. I'm trying to think what came out on 1.5. Oh, I have two cop. Oh, I have two copies, but they're. I have three copies.
It's on 1.5.
Okay.
1.5 plus 2.5 collection.
Yeah. Oh no,
that's what it's called.
Danerade.
Or it's 2.8. It's 2.8, isn't it? 1.5 plus 2. I don't know.
You guys remember the bit right?
Danerade said, "Don't forget to mention me in the episode somehow."
I saw the message and instantly said the words Danerade.
Danerade, do you play Kingdom Hearts? Wait, we already asked him this, didn't we?
Yeah, Danerade, type down in the comments, do you play Kingdom Hearts? Actually,
wait,
DM me.
wait, don't. It's gonna spoil the surprise.
Hey, Danerade, I'm not done with the thing.
Oh, yeah, wait, no. Okay, Danerade. All right, Danerade. We've given you
two
instructions.
Wait, where did
Faco go? Just DM
Danerade,
me whether or not you play Kingdom Hearts games. I will understand.
Where's our guest?
Okay, so if we're talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh my god. All right, Faco's walked in with a large pile of Kingdom Hearts video games.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for the flex.
Okay, so there is
three games in. This guy pulls out a full pile.
Okay, so there's Kingdom Hearts 1.
Is that a signed copy?
Yeah, by the voice actor Xemnas. He's not even in that game, but my brother got
He's
it
not
signed.
Even in that game.
My brother got it signed, gave it to me. This one is signed by Quentin Flynn, the voice of Axel and Xemnas. Here's Chain of Memories. It has, I don't even know what these art cards are, but I have it. And there's
Fuck Chain of Memories.
Greatest Hits. Oh my god, Rechain of Memories is terrible. That's why I own like three copies of it. Because there's a copy of Chain of Memories in the Japanese version of Final Mix on PS2. The DS games.
Tight. I played those. Or one of them.
Okay, so here's what I was trying to get to. Okay, yeah, so 1.5 and my other copy of 1.5.
Damn,
they're signed too.
2.5 and my other copy 2.5.
For not having these.
Ethan, you gotta start playing Sora and Smash now.
to
make up for all this.
Yeah.
My 1.5 and 2.5, but I also have the all in one package that comes with the story so far in Kingdom Hearts 3. But I also have 2.8 separately.
There's only three.
And a copy of Kingdom Hearts 3 also separately. And then I have the 2.8, which is the thing that you were talking about, the final 2. Prologue.
2.8. Yeah.
2.8.
They. 2.7, I may play the games, but I still think these titles are like crazy, like complicated and weird.
I think that, I mean, that's perfect though, because that's exactly how the plot of Kingdom Hearts is.
Okay, so I think playing Kingdom Hearts made me realize, like, I guess you should just appreciate, because Smash, Sora was the last Smash character, right? And I guess when I played those games, it made me realize, oh wait, why was I so mad about this character being in Smash? Like, it took me until the final character to realize, oh, maybe I should just be happy for people who wanted their character in the GAM game. So,
I guess I'm a changed man.
Mm, you're kind of just talking.
Minecraft Minecraft guy is kind of OP, though, so.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted Minecraft, Steve.
You're a piece of shit, so.
Actually, Min-Min? Dude. Who wanted Min-Min? Huh?
I forgot about it. That's like the least.
They put Min-Min in because Arms was ass and they needed to promote it. Faco. Yeah.
But that game came out like 2 years before. 2 years before it was in Smash. All right, that one promo. Right, that one,
okay,
maybe.
Okay.
That one was Faco. Just a product. That one was just a product.
If you sold your entire game collection, Faco, how much money do you think you would make? Ballpark.
I have a. Hold on. You guys are going to have to cut this out of recording because it's about to... No, wait, no. So I actually have all of my games listed on Price Charting, which is a site that keeps track of every single... the price of every game you have. It takes the average of the eBay sales you get, and it factors it all onto a website that displays how expensive your stuff is. And right now, my game collection plus my... And I also put my Charizard card in here because it's a $200 card. $3,302.89.
Damn!
Huh. Dude, you could buy many tacos with that.
I guess I'll stand up for that one.
I just wanted the... I was ready to be blown away.
My most expensive game is the Nier Replicant White Snow Edition I have. Then it is the Death End Request Collector's Edition. The Majora's Mask Collector's Edition I have. But if we're talking most expensive base game I own, like just playing video game, Plain Jane video game. My copy of Persona 3 Portable.
Whoa. I don't really know how rare that is.
The camera.
Oh my god, the camera
can't even handle it.
They can't even be recorded.
Oh my god, that was so majestic that it just...
this goes for like 120 right now.
Oh damn!
Whoa, you just threw it,
dude. That's a collector's item. Give it to me.
I think it's really funny to do that stuff.
Wait, how much was your eBay thing?
My price charting thing. It's $3,387. I think that's what I said on my check.
And how much was Slicker's Scam?
$300,000.
Oh, okay. I was way off. Never mind.
$300,000. That's how much.
Well, that's like a small percentage.
Yeah, true. You could pay a bit of the debt back.
You should sell it and gamble.
Faco,
you should
gamble it all away. Faco, I gave Slicker money. Can I have your game collection in its entirety?
No.
Okay. Speaking of collections, let's collect ourselves and hear Faco's croup tune, huh?
Got
off track.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Anime himself.
Dude.
These
are not Mr.
That.
Anime.
Okay,
Mr. Maybe anime,
the anime
fake,
boy.
Mr. Anime,
just fucking call me Faco.
Anime man.
Okay, so
the anime man. I hate the anime man. That guy sucks.
Let him croup tune. Please go ahead, Faco. The room is yours.
Okay, so I've been really into.
All right, so that's the scoop. All right.
Let him talk. He's never gonna come on again. We need Faco 7. All right.
Okay, so I've been really into Cyberpunk lately because of the Edgerunners anime. Fucking fell in love with the anime hardcore. And I've been pretty much ever since I finished the show and been a degenerate and been playing this game. Ever since I watched the show, I've been pretty much listening to the song I Really Want to Stay at Your House, which is a title of a song, but I've been listening to that pretty much on repeat for the past few days, and this fire, which is the opening, I can't remember the person who made the song.
Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, him.
The band.
Yeah, them. And, God, I was listening to the song before we started, hold on. And I don't, okay, good.
Yeah.
Ready? Who's Ready for Tomorrow by Rat Boy and Ibdi? I don't know if that's supposed to be read out as letters.
Which
or
one
not.
Is that one? Sing it. Sing it for a second. Just a little
sing
line.
Sing it.
The taste.
It's one of those songs where when I hear it, I recognize it, but I can't conjure up what it sounds like in my head.
Yeah. I feel
can
like I'm
the
only one who
like
sings
the,
in
like,
every
can you,
group
like,
tunes.
Hum the...
What? Is that the one where he's like, my love is getting older, my heart is getting colder? Is it that one or no?
I think it might be that one. It's the one where it's like,
oh, my mind. That one?
I have $0. And like, it starts off with like a very like loose kind of sound to it. And then it like actually has a chorus, but it starts off really like.
Yeah, like, it's that one.
Then it goes into like an actual song. And it's like one of those things, like when you first hear the opening, you're kind of like, fuck, I fucking hate modern music. But then, like, it actually starts. And then, like, after you fully like the song, now you like the intro to the song now.
It's a great song. I like... Yeah, all the... I can corroborate. All of the Cyberpunk Edgerunners music is really good.
What about and the game?
It's getting better. But, this episode's gonna come out, but this episode's... of Croup Scoop's gonna come. What days Croup Scoop get uploaded?
It's probably gonna, I don't know. It's gonna be October.
We don't have an official day.
Okay,
we don't
then.
Have an official day, so
okay, then my Edgerunners
probably
video.
First week of October.
My Edgerunners video will be out by then. So
yeah. After you're done with this video, go ahead and head over to Faco's channel and show him some freaking love, guys.
Code card.
We'll put
code
the link
card?
In the description.
No, we gotta put the code card. It's right here. It's up here.
I don't see
okay,
it.
Yeah, let's put the code card. Yeah, I don't see it, but they'll see it, right? Maybe.
It depends on the person who uploads it.
Editor. Oh. I ain't gonna do it.
I don't know. Make the card.
Jeffrey can edit this one.
That's it. It's Jeffrey okay. Scoop now. It's Jeffrey Scoop.
Blankies.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Blanky Scoop. Today we're gonna be talking about
Jiffy Caliber.
What's up, guys? Welcome
Jiffy
to the Blanky Scoop. Today we are going to be talking about tragedies.
So yeah, so what happened this time, Jiffy Caliber?
I was playing guitar and my thumb has a blister on it now. Talk about a tragedy.
Ouch.
Pop it with a needle.
Okay, it has to be the Croup Scoop. The Jiffy Caliber Blinky Scoop sucks ass. All right.
Well, this has been a wild episode.
A weird one.
This is a I think this is our weirdest episode. Well, the coral episode's kind of weird.
I feel like
the coral one's kind of weird.
I feel like this is the highest density of dark topics.
Yeah,
Hurricane,
that's kind of bumming
Twitch,
me out.
Mr. Anime, and Kingdom Hearts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I get it, dark. I get it, darkness.
Yeah, the nobodies.
Darkness. Hey, editor, zoom in on me. The darkness, get it?
Stop making more job for me.
No, you gotta edit.
Wait, are you actually editing it? Are you actually?
I don't effing know. I can.
You must edit. Join the hell, because I'm saying this because I woke up, I ate, and then I've been editing all day today until this podcast episode. I've legitimately been editing all day today because I decided instead of the 3-day time period I normally give myself for editing, I thought it would be really funny to only give myself one.
Well,
are you going to do that after the podcast?
But you did it, right?
No, I'm halfway through. It's not even a long video.
My God.
I've just been having complications.
No, you got it.
It's a Sony Vegas, I tell you.
Part of the YouTube game, baby.
The crashing.
Weekly uploads, baby.
I added a 6-minute video and it would crash every 2 minutes.
Oh, well, maybe that's why you didn't like editing.
Yeah, no, that's the reason.
All right, anything else? Anybody got
any final
else?
Words, guest? Any final words and shout outs?
Yeah, let's get a final word from Fake It.
Burger King foot lettuce.
He did it. Oh my gosh, he did it.
It's
they've been waiting.
Burger King burgers.
The first episode.
Somebody else's foot fungus. But as it turns out, that might be what you get. A 4chan or not, we posted a picture of his feet.
He knows
a plastic
more than
bin of lettuce. Admittedly, he had shoes on. But I think that made it worse.
Could you go reverse now? You could do that reverse, right?
I can't do it reverse. I can't do it reverse, but I can replace the first letter of every word with a B.
No, don't.
Oh, that's what it was.
No, you don't need that.
Bungus, but bass being big, big back on your burger being burger.
Okay. Is that the scoop?
The scoop.
What's that? Okay, that's the scoop, everybody. All right,
that's the scoop.
Thank you,
Steven. Get out of here, Steven. What are you doing in the call?